Hare Krishna. Today here in Sridhar Mayapur, it's the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada, 39 years. Long time. 39 years. Prabhupada left this world. Although, technically speaking, you know that in that separation, there is the principle of union, and that Srila Prabhupada never really left. He's always here. And he's here in his Vani. And therefore it's befitting that we concentrate on and remember Srila Prabhupada's Vani and so many ways that we have access to it. One of the benefits of modern technology and sort of the perfection of Yukta Vairagya is that there were such things as reel-to-reel recorders in Prabhupada's time, and then later on tape recorders, cassette recorders, and there were cameras and movie cameras, and as a result of that we've got Prabhupada's voice, we have recordings, we have pictures of Prabhupada, we have movies of Srila Prabhupada. We have very little of the latter of our recent acharyas. We have some pictures, Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gorkishodas Babaji, Jagannathas Babaji, and that's it. It stops there. We don't have anything of the others. We don't have Krishna's recording of Krishna speaking the Bhagavad Gita. We don't have any pictures of movies of Krishna. Of course, there's a lot of actors playing Krishna, but that's a little different than Krishna playing himself. And so we're very fortunate to have that Vani, and we have the opportunity to associate with that Vani. And one of Prabhupada's very famous statements, and one which in the book that I just read, Bhakti Chiru Maharaj's book, Prabhupada repeated to him many times, and Prabhupada also spoke it in classes and discussions with devotees, give this one life to Krishna and see the result. Prabhupada would argue that we've already been so many things, we've already done so many things, starting with being a Brahma to other less fortunate births, and we're here now in Kali Yuga, and you can't get it as bad as it is now, although I guess in Kali Yuga it will get worse. Therefore, why not just try? Why not just try Krishna consciousness, giving ourselves fully to Krishna? Of course, Krishna says, Mami kam saranam vraja. What Srila Prabhupada is really doing is just paraphrasing Krishna's own words. He says, just surrender to me. So Prabhupada is saying, surrender. Surrender fully. Sarva dharmantritya. Surrender fully to Krishna and see what the result is. What have we got to lose? Whatever we have, we're going to lose it anyway. Of course, people say, boy, would it be so good if God just gave us a memory of our past lives, and then we'd really know, we'd be more convinced. But instead of memory of past lives, Krishna gave us intelligence. that memory of past lives is imperfect. Who knows? Just like there are psychiatrists or some people who do hypnotic regress people, so-called, to their past lives. But who knows whether it's a past life, whether it's a whimsy, how perfect it is. Ultimately, Vaishnavas don't have much faith in such empirical things. And what's the use? What's the use to the past? Krishna already says, tathādehantara prāptir, the body changes. So if he wanted us to know about the past, he would have told us about the past. He's telling us worry about the future. Dīras tatra nūyati. And the future, well, the future is in our hands. The past isn't. And what we decide to do with the future, that's completely up to us. And so Śrīla Prabhupāda says, give this one life. Just see what the result is. And I think, for the most part, well, at least I'm speaking for my generation, the devotees who join, and I guess now we can just say many devotees join with the idea, I'm giving my life, I'm giving everything, I'm going to be a full-time devotee, and so on and so on. But we see that the temptations of the world are there, and sometimes devotees succumb to temptations, and it's really questionable how really quality those temptations are. There's not much temptation to be had in Kali Yuga in the sense gratification that's offered in the world today. It's not exactly like you're going to the heavenly planets, retiring to who knows where, London, New York, or some other place, and or even the lower heavenly planets, which even have a higher standard of sense gratification. So what's to enjoy? It's not exactly like we're in the situation of Gopkumar, or at least not yet. Eventually, if we're serious about Krishna consciousness, that'll come, where we go past Indraloka, Brahmaloka, all the coverings of the universe, and all the increasingly attractive enticements that are there, more higher and higher and higher. Sarvadharma Pratyaja, we come with that idea, but sometimes we become distracted, and we become distracted by other things. So I want to finish my degree, my diploma, I want to get this type of job, degree, I want to become a professional, I want to, Lord knows what. The tendency will be that these things can very easily distract us from our real business. So just this one life. So much to do. Just this one life to give ourselves to quality spiritual practices, quality morning program, quality chanting Hare Krishna, quality preaching and giving Krishna consciousness to others, giving the most that we can, not a little or some compromise, but everything that we can, the best that we can. At least that's how my generation, 99% of my generation, joined. We weren't joining with the idea that we're going to continue on in our jobs and get a mortgage and so on. We just, Prabhupada called. Prabhupada said, give this one life. And so we said, okay. And even though maybe everyone isn't fully successful, but at least they made that effort. And what's the loss? You can be so many other things. There are so many other alternatives. And ultimately, Krishna consciousness empowers someone to get a better, higher grade of sense gratification, if that's what we're after. If we're here in the material world, well, go to another planet. Things are getting pretty messy on this planet. There are other varshas and that we can go to in Jambudweep, where this is the place where on this Bharatvarsha, this is where everyone comes to live out the results of their karma. On the other varshas, everyone goes there to enjoy, whether it's heavenly planets or earthly. But here, everyone's getting the results of their activities, and therefore people here are suffering. So one life, one instruction, Vani, of Srila Prabhupada to meditate on amongst so many, but really a foundational one. And there are so many other things worthwhile meditating on Srila Prabhupada's instructions today. We owe it to him, however much we're planning to give. Certainly what we got, Krishna consciousness, we only got because of Srila Prabhupada. Had it not been for him, we'd know nothing. And I'll just leave it at that. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.